play against adults without being overmatched, and adults can play it together and still have fun.
Robert from McFarland flipped a table during an Uno game.
Maybe this is why I don't play these games.
Oh, I would love to play Uno with you.
You want to have an Uno Fest?
Yeah, that would be awesome. We
could, like, have an Uno Fest for charity or something?
That'd be cool.
Matt and Air on Air, weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
Wisconsin's home for daily conversations about the state's latest headlines and stories.
Weekday mornings from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Enjoying this local program?
Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app. The Todd Albaugh Show.
Managing editor of E-Bombs World, Mr. Peter Rapine.
Google this week released a new product, the new AI overview. If you Google search, can I use gasoline to cook spaghetti? Google says, no, you can't use it to cook spaghetti, but you can use gasoline to make spicy spaghetti dishes.
Not recommended. Do not do that.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Hi, I'm Smokey Bear, and I made an assistant to help you out, because only you can prevent wildfires.
Hey, Assistant Smokey Bear, call me Papa Bear, because I'm grilling up dinner. Do you get it?
Yes, good job.
So, what should I do with all these coals?
Don't just toss them out. Put them in a metal container, because those embers can start a wildfire.
I understand. The stakes are high.
Ha, 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 ha.
Learn more at SmokeyBear.com.
Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Brian, do you buy your tickets on Ticketmaster?
Whether I want to or not, I do.
Bella Devan. We're going to talk a little bit about monopolies.
Live Nation and Ticketmaster together control 80% of the primary ticketing market. They have the market power to bully people into submission. And then you trap consumers into basically having to pay, like, junk fees that are basically created to create profit for the company.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us.
James here, host of Unlabeled, your 90s mixtape, every Sunday from 8 to 9 on WFHR. It's your weekly dose of music, nostalgia, and pop culture exclusively on locally grown radio.
News, I'm Ella Saff. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Wisconsin tourism had a record-breaking year in 2023, bringing in $25 billion in profit. Travel Wisconsin Communications Director Craig Trost says this is the second year in a row Wisconsin tourism recorded record-breaking numbers.
Tourism's economic impact grew in all 72 Wisconsin counties in 2023, and that was led by 45.9 million overnight visits to Wisconsin. That was up about 500,000 from 2022.
Milwaukee County alone brought in $4 billion. Wisconsin tourism continues to be one of the largest drivers of Wisconsin's economy. The Wisconsin DNR announced it will be awarding almost $600,000 in urban forestry grants to cities, counties, and nonprofit organizations. The grants will fund projects that help cities manage their trees and improve urban forestry. And that's what you need to know. I'm Ella Saff, and this is Civic Media News.
The Brewers lose to the Blue Jays. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers' six-game winning streak at home is over. They lost 3-0 to the Toronto Blue Jays. Before the game, third baseman and leadoff batter Joey Ortiz was scratched from the lineup. Manager Pat Murphy after the game.
Ortiz has a slight hamstring strain, and we didn't want to take any chances. So we'll get evaluated tomorrow and go from there. hopefully it's not long-term in any way.
22-year-old Carlos Rodriguez making his major league debut, the third rookie pitcher to do so this season for the Brewers, and talked about how Murphy surprised him with the news.
He was telling me, yeah, I think we're going to throw a bullpen on Saturday, and then after we're going to put you on the development list on Monday. And like he threw me off there, and then he's like, you're going to start against Toronto on Tuesday. Pretty cool. All the coaches were in there, so it was a good experience.
With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
This is your local Civic Media radio station.
Want to hear even more? Anytime?
Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Partly cloudy skies here in the overnight with mid-50s by daybreak and light winds. On Wednesday, mostly sunny skies. We'll see that breeze pick up. Some gusts over 20 miles per hour out of the southwest. Highs in the mid-80s. Storm chances Wednesday night. Right now, it's 51.
Pat Kreitlow.
On Wednesday, we'll discuss how Republican legislators took a bipartisan plan to improve literacy and turned it into yet another unfunded mandate.
Up North News with Pat Kreitlow. Weekday mornings starting at 6.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR, home for the Todd Allball Show.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Broadcasting live from the Civic Media Studios in Green Bay, this is Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, your inside source on everything entertainment from Wisconsin to Hollywood. And now, a guy who never leaves the house without wearing a cup, Pete Schwabba.
Let's light it. Conrad, you ready?
As always.
But your mic wasn't turned on. So I guess I'm not ready. I don't usually ask you that quick, though, either. Hey, welcome to Nightlight, everybody. It is Tuesday in the state of the overcast state of Wisconsin, at least in northeast Wisconsin. But it still feels like summer. It was a lovely day, and I hope you all had a wonderful day, whichever part of our fair state you are in. It is great to have you with me here at Nightlight, where we are going to talk about movies and TV and some funny Wisconsin stuff. We got great guests tonight, and a fun question, something that's near and dear to my heart. We'll talk about Gene Wilder's birthday today. Was born in Milwaukee, the great actor and comedian. And my guest tonight, I'm very excited. I've got two great guests. Stuart J. Waddles will be here at 8:35. Stuart and I started talking last week, and two of the subjects we were going to talk about were Summerfest and fibs. As a transplant, as a half fib, half cheesehead, I really want to have that conversation because I think we can do better than fibs. Wisconsin people. We'll talk about that. Maybe Stuart and I will come up with something. You're welcome to give your thoughts too, as always. And at 7:35, my friend Joel Murray will be here. Joel is preparing to tour with the show Whose Line. Oh my gosh, I forgot the name of the tour, but the show is Whose Line Is It Anyway? And they're touring. That will be very fun, and they're making a huge scene here in Wisconsin. They'll be in Madison for 2 days, Wausau, Appleton, Eau Claire, and I think Milwaukee. That's going to be a really fun show. And Who's Live? Anyway, that's what it's called. They switched it up on me. It's not named exactly how the TV show is named. It's Who's Live Anyway. So that will be fun to talk to Joel. Joel's also been on Mad Men. He was on the show Still Standing, Shameless. He's a really terrific actor, a very funny guy, and he's also directed quite a bit of TV. So he's a guy I'm very excited to interview, and he is going to be here at 7:35. So that'll be fun. And Conrad, do you watch Whose Line Is It Anyway? Have you seen the show?
You know, I didn't know what it was when you were talking about it, and I looked up some YouTube videos.
And of course you do.
It's so funny. Every single time you watch it, you're going to laugh.
It's brilliant. And yeah. I'll be honest, I didn't know when the show first came out, I think Drew Carey was the host. And I honestly thought, I love this, but I don't know if it'll make it. I don't know if America has an appetite for an improv show. But of course they do.
because Second City has been in Chicago forever. It's more popular than ever. They have more stages now than they've ever had. It's a campus. Groundlings in LA is popular. Comedy Sports here in Wisconsin and Milwaukee is popular. So, of course, it's a big hit. And it's been on forever. They're coming to Wisconsin. That's going to be a really fun show for you to check out live. These guys, Ryan Stiles, Joel Murray, Greg Proops, and Ryan Davis, I think, is the fourth guy's name. Just tremendously talented performers. So, and I think you can get tickets now. And those are for shows in September. So it'll be a fun show. Check it out. We'll talk to Joel about it. Find out more at 7:35. And let's do this. Conrad, let's do the Scani Summer, our Civic Media Scani Summer Text to Win contest. I want to get this keyword out there as soon as possible tonight because people last night were clamoring for the keyword, and I didn't realize how many people were playing this thing. It's so popular, and people love it, and it's so easy. You just text in the keyword I'm about to give you. You can do it via telephone or the app. Either one works. The app is very simple. Again, I probably sound like a broken record player, but I'll say it anyway. If you have not downloaded the Civic Media app, please do. It's so easy. You get to take your favorite hosts with you wherever you go. And you can put it on all day and just set it on and listen to everybody on the network because everybody, all the shows are great. There is one winner per hour and one winner per day. And the grand prizes are Fort Atkinson Cottage on the Lake, including a pontoon boat. We're still not sure if you can tube behind a pontoon boat. I don't know if that's possible or not. A Lake Geneva stay at Harbor Shores and a Door County stay at the Ridges Inn and Suites. It's a great contest. It's so easy. When you text in the keyword, you'll get a confirmation text back. And if you click on the links on that, you'll have the opportunity to win more prizes or have more chances to win, I should say. So with that and without further ado, tonight's Scani keyword is... Wisconsin. That's a great keyword. So fire away, folks. Wisconsin is tonight's Scani keyword. Conrad, get ready. I haven't asked you if you've been warming up your thumbs.
Oh, they're always warm.
Yeah, they're always warm. You got warm thumbs. I don't know what to make of that. That sounded kind of obscene. I don't even know what to say. Sherry checks in. Hi, Pete. Hi, Sherry. Good to have you with me. Blake checks in. Hello, Mr. Pete Schwaba. No need to be so formal, Blake. Great to have you with us tonight, buddy. Sherry also says, hi, Conrad. And Blake says, I would like to do an interview with you sometime on my podcast I do. All right. We can talk about that, Blake. Sherry also says, wasn't that a game show long ago? I don't know if it's a game. I guess it is kind of a game show. So there you go, Sherry. But check out the live show. That's the thing that's really going to crush. And it's just a fun improv is so great, especially when you have seasoned pros like all the guys I just mentioned before. It's live. I mean, it's fun when you watch it on TV, but you can feel the energy. Like if you've ever been to Second City or a Groundlings show, Second City, or even Comedy Sports in Milwaukee, you cannot beat the energy of a live show. And to see how these guys perform, I'm telling you, as great as it is on TV, you will want to check out the live show. So, Sherry, I am challenging you. This is a challenge directly to Sherry, one of our most loyal listeners. Check it out live. It's going to be great. Conrad, I have to ask you tonight, and you need to help me with this. Why don't I donate to Wikipedia? It's terrible. I believe in Wikipedia. I know it's not accurate. It's not factually accurate. It's not like a actual, fact document. But for some stuff, it's so easy to get information, and I click right past the donate, usually because I'm in a rush to get ready for this show or something, and I'm, like, not going to pull out the debit card, you know? But please, take a memo. Yeah. I have to donate to Wikipedia.
I'll say...
I believe in them.
I'll write down, donate 99 cents to Wikipedia.
Oh, come on, man.
I always see that ad on their website.
I'm giving them my whole signing bonus. So let's go $1.23. And I've got $6 in an offshore account. I'll give that to Wikipedia as well. Gene Wilder was born today. That's a big birthday. The hilariously funny and incredibly well-rounded actor Gene Wilder, who was born in Milwaukee today in 1933, I believe. So we'll play some, we'll probably fire up a clip from, did we do Blazing Saddles? I think we did Blazing Saddles on Cleavon Little's birthday.
Yeah, we did.
So, all right, so we'll do some Willy Wonka later.
Yep.
Okay, that's good. Gene Wilder is so great. I still think Blazing Saddles, you know, a movie you can't even watch anymore. But that pendulum is swinging back. You can be risque or lewd. I can't live in a world where I can't be lewd and watch my favorite comedies. All right, so Conrad and I touched on this last night. The movie Hitman on Netflix. I loved it.
Yeah, me too.
It crushed at the New York Film Festival, and I want to say the Venice Film Festival, maybe? This Glenn Powell is all over the place. I don't know what this guy is doing, but he was in Top Gun Maverick. He's playing opposite Sidney Sweeney. My daughter went to see the film like 7 times. Only cost $1,000 with concessions. but, you know, and now he's in this really cool film. Richard Linklater, maybe my favorite filmmaker. Just a stud filmmaker. The guy does not make a bad movie. And if he makes a film you don't love, it's because he's taking a chance. Like with Slacker or Boyhood, which is one of my favorite movies of the last 10 years. And I wanted it to win an Oscar. He just takes chances and 99% of the time it's a home run. Anyway, Hitman, I'm watching the credits. Glenn Powell co-wrote the script with Richard Linklater. And he produced it. Like 3 years ago, I didn't even hear this guy. Does he live here in Green Bay?
I don't believe Glenn Powell lives in Green Bay.
He told me he was your neighbor over at the Morningwood Apartments. Here's a weird thing, too. I can't believe when this stuff happens. And at first, I thought it was a hoax. There was a razor blade found at Qdoba on Brady Street in Milwaukee.
Yeah.
I mean, Brady Street. I used to work at Comedy Cafe 4 weeks a year, one of my favorite clubs to work in the whole country. And Brady Street was the coolest. You had Cataldos. You could get pasta at 5 a.m. and you didn't want to sit with your back to the door. Even if you were a comedian, you were scared to sit with your back to the door. But then they had the Brady Street Pharmacy, an actual pharmacy with an old style breakfast counter, just filled with characters eating breakfast. Brady Street is one of the coolest streets. I don't know if it still is. You went to school there, Conrad. What do you think?
I love going to Brady Street.
Is it really like commercialized now, or is it still cool?
No, it's still cool. There's a couple bars I usually go on the weekend that are really fun.
Okay. So, having said that, that would make this Qdoba one of the cooler Qdobas in the country.
It was.
And somebody found a razor blade in their burrito. Wild rice. Burrito?
Yeah. It was, that Qdoba was packed every single night.
Yeah. I don't know, man. That's like, at first I thought it was a hoax. Somebody, you know, trying to sue or get somebody in trouble that they didn't like that worked there. But apparently, it's the exact razor blade they use in the kitchen. Why are they using razor blades to cut things at Qdoba?
I didn't know that they did that. Do you think it just like accidentally like slipped into the burrito? Yeah,
guy's giving himself a close shave in the back and having the best shave of his life. Next thing you know, is razor blades with the white rice and the queso. All right, we didn't even do our question tonight. All right, last night we talked about the giant spider invasion shot here in Wisconsin, in northern Wisconsin, pardon me, in 1978. Crazy movie. So tonight's question, what bugs make you freak out the most? What bugs do you hate the most? That's tonight's question, folks. You got your keyword. Now join the fun. Let us know your answer. This is Pete Schwabba and Nightlight on the Civic Media Radio Network. Coming right back. Walking with the love.
Locally grown radio, WFHR.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with a Work Money Minute about buying versus leasing a car. Okay, I gotta say up front, I love cars. I took auto shop in high school, I worked on my own cars, I love driving stick, but I don't really get my sense of identity from the car I drive. Buying versus leasing comes down to whether having that shiny new car every few years really matters to you and if you can afford it. Leasing can make sense for middle or upper middle income people who really like having that shiny new car and can afford the mileage limits and the higher long-term costs, because it does cost more. But for the rest of us, purchasing a pre-owned vehicle that's in good shape is the most financially savvy decision that we could make about a car. For more tips on saving more and spending less, text MONEY, M-O-N-E-Y, to 88285. That's M-O-N-E-Y to 88285. Till next time, this is Carrie Joy saying take good care.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR, home for Up North News Radio.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
You've seen her dressed in blue. See the sky in front of you.
Nightlight, great to have you with me tonight. Lots of keywords coming in on the Scani Summer Giveaway Extravaganza. Is that what it's actually called, Conrad? I think I got that wrong. Civic Media, Scani Summer, text to win. You are not eligible, Conrad. Don't even think about it.
I want the pontoon, though.
You want a tube behind exactly. The pontoon. From the 818, Bridget says, maggots, gross. You know what? I was going to say mosquitoes, but maggots are disgusting. I was a garbage man after my freshman year in college. And I worked with this guy. And after it rained, the maggots were just, they're the most disgusting creatures. And they were floating in a garbage can once. And this guy, his name was Mike. He's a big dude. And he kind of waddled this garbage can up onto the back of the dump truck, as it were. And he lost his handle, and the thing fell down, and the water splashed out, and he had maggots in his hair.
Oh.
And I just stood there paralyzed. Like, there's nothing I can... Yeah, I knew he wasn't going to die, but there's no way I was touching maggots or helping him. Sorry. I don't have it in me. Stacy Sue says, hi, Pete and Con. Hey, Stacy Sue. How are you? Great to have you with us tonight. What about the chocolate... The chocolate what in Milwaukee, Stacy Sue? The chocolate Nas? That makes sense to you, Conrad? When I was a kid, my mom had either a wolf or a wood spider stuck to her polyester green, white checkered jumpsuit. I have issues with your mom's wardrobe, Stacy, so I'm not going to lie. I just pointed and screamed, plus centipedes. It sounds like Stacy Sue just doesn't like bugs or pantsuits. I was going to say mosquitoes, but I'm going to go maggots too. What about you, K-Man?
Ticks. Ticks for me.
Ticks are bad.
They
yeah.
freak me out.
And you can get Lyme disease.
Yeah, exactly.
That's horrifying.
Yeah, that's the thing that freaks me out the most.
Have you seen the new ad with Chris Maloney talking about Lyme disease?
I have not.
That ad will freak you out, not just because he's bald and on steroids now and is trying to look like he's 31, but it's terrible. They if you get Lyme disease, you are in a lot of trouble. Like, it can mess you up for a long time.
Yes, it freaks me out so much.
So we were talking about Hitman. What did you like about it, Conrad?
Everything. It was great. You know, all pie is good pie, you know?
Yeah, that was a good line. Or was that like a one-off? I agree. And that guy from The Walking Dead was in it. I can't think of his name right now, but he played like the foil
yeah.
to Glenn Powell.
Yep.
Pardon me. He was great. Recommend that one, folks. Check yeah. it out. It's on Amazon Prime. You can rent it. Really solid. Richard Linklater. Bill Burr's birthday is this week. And there are two times in my career. I only did stand-up full-time for 7 years. But I work with some just amazing people. And Bill Burr and I worked a college gig in Colorado. I did not know who he was. And he was fine. And 5 years later, my friends are raving about him. I was writing on some show, and I was like, yeah, he's okay. Holy smokes. He had turned, whatever that guy did, he had a revelation or something, and he became a phenomenal stand-up comic. He turns 56 today. My other story about that is Larry the Cable Guy. He used to go by Dan Whitney, his real name, and he was great to me. In fact, he got me in at the Comedy Cafe in Milwaukee, and Dan and I were pretty good friends. We were working Zanies in Chicago, and he has this construction hat with him. And he says, I'm doing a new character. Let me know what you think. So So I'm like, okay. He goes up on stage and he does like one line. He goes, hey, you order cable? That was the beginning of Larry the Cable Guy. He gets off stage and he comes over to me and he's like, so what'd you think? And my response to the first iteration of Larry the Cable Guy was, eh. And a year later, he's selling out arenas. So that shows you what I know. Okay, so we have, in just a few minutes, Joel Murray is going to be here. We're going to talk about his touring show, the live stage version of Whose Line Is It Anyway? Whose Line, Conrad, help me.
Who's Live Anyway?
Who's Live Anyway? Yeah. Whose Line Is It Anyway? Is the TV version. Who's Live Anyway? Is a live show you do not want to miss. We're going to talk to Joel about that. And in case you don't know Joel or his work, you will when you see him. He's a phenomenal actor. And if you watch the show, obviously you know who he is. But he was also in one of my favorite shows called Mad Men. And we have a clip. Here's Joel Murray in Mad Men.
Are you ready? Because I want you to pay attention. This is the beginning of something. Do you have time to improve your life? Do you have precisely 30 seconds for a word from Accutron watches? The watch appears, bottom third. The second hand moves with a fluid sweep. And above it, Accutron time. You go into a business meeting. Is there food in your teeth? Ashes on your tie? And you've got nothing to say. The meeting is boring, but you can't be. But you're wearing an Accutron. This watch makes you interesting. It's a boardroom. It's black and white. We hear light traffic, no talking. We just see our man, you, late 20s, shaggy, with a youthful colic, but in a suit and tie. This is a businessman, staring at his watch as muffled conversation swirls around him. Now we just hear the electronic hum. He stands up, and the faces come into view. A couple of white-haired men and a contemporary who looks like Steve McQueen. You shake hands, and Steve McQueen gets a look at your watch. We hear the first words. Is that Swiss? Now we're in color, and it's a little interview for the two of them while the other men look, outlining the benefits of this watch. It is Swiss. It is accurate. It is the height of design and technology. Accutron. It's not a timepiece. It's a conversation piece.
That kind of sums up that whole show, just with that monologue. Did you watch Mad Men, Conrad?
I have never seen it.
Yeah, it's been off the air for a few years, but take a memo. You want to check it out, trust me. What bugs freak you out the most? I'll probably ask Joel Murray that, too. I think he spent some time in Wisconsin. That's tonight's question, and you can let us know who that is. We've heard maggots, centipedes, mosquitoes, and ticks. All great candidates. For the most horrible bug ever. 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. Let us know what bug freaks you out the most. And it is National Corn on the Cob Day. And I got to tell you, I would never eat. There's certain foods I would never eat. I don't eat a hot dog unless I'm at a baseball game. I don't even really drink beer unless I'm at a baseball game. I'll only eat corn on the cob in the summer. We should do a question about cookout foods. What are the best cookout foods?
Oh yeah.
Take a memo tomorrow.
We'll sounds do that good. One
tomorrow. All right. So National Corn on the Cob Day. It's about time such a food had its own day. All right. So the clip we just played was from Mad Men. Joel Murray will be here coming up next. Very excited to talk to Joel. He will be joining us either from Los Angeles or wherever he is. They might already be on tour. I'm not sure. But we'll talk to Joel about the tour and what he's working on and all kinds of cool showbizy stuff. This is Pete Schwabe and Nightlight on the Civic Media Radio Network. You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR, Rapids home of Nightlight with Pete Schwabe.
CBS News Brief. Sources tell CBS News that in recent days, Immigration and Customs Enforcement agents have arrested 8 people with alleged ties to ISIS-K. That's the Afghanistan arm of ISIS. Details from CBS's Errol Barnett.
The FBI used a wiretap to track the men, and sources say what they discovered led authorities to quickly arrest them on immigration charges.
Most analysts believe the Fed won't lower rates when it meets today. Bankrate.com financial analyst Greg McBride is one of them.
We're certainly not going to get any interest rate cut, and time will tell as to when that first rate cut does come. It just doesn't seem like we're getting any closer. And a lot of that is because of the stubbornness of inflation.
Today marks 30 years since O.J. Simpson's ex-wife, Nicole Brown Simpson, and her friend Ron Goldman were killed. Loyola Law Professor Lori Levinson.
More people watch the O.J. Simpson preliminary hearing than actually watch Gulf War coverage.
CBS News Brief. I'm Christopher Cruz.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
Civic Media News, I'm Ella Saff. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Wisconsin Democrats say they have a shot at regaining control of the Assembly in 2024. With retirements and redistricting, almost two-thirds of Assembly seats will be up for grabs in the 2024 election cycle. 120 Democrats are running for office, which is the most since 2011. The Wisconsin Elections Commission met on Monday to finalize the ballots for the August and November primaries. Wisconsin small business owners are worried about proposed cuts to the Affordable Care Act. Krissa Ostenzo owns an optometry clinic with her husband in Ladysmith. She says the premium cap for recent adjustments put health insurance within people's reach.
We always just had to encourage our employees to get health insurance and try to pay them enough to do it. And it really wasn't until the 8% that we succeeded in that. And they started all having health insurance.
The temporary ACA premium caps are set to expire at the end of next year. And that's what you need to know. I'm Ella Saff, and this is Civic Media News.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
I'm Pete with the 60-second Showbiz Beat. Here's one of Pete's picks. Check out The Last Stop in Yuma County on Amazon Prime. The film is set in Arizona and starts when a knife salesman pulls into a gas station that is out of gas and waiting for a tanker. While waiting at the diner next door, two bank robbers show up, as well as a handful of other locals. The film is full of tension and has no big stars, which makes it easy to lose yourself in the story. It will also surprise you more than once. The Last Stop in Yuma County received 98% on Rotten Tomatoes. Hollywood legend Elizabeth Taylor says her marriage to Eddie Fisher was one big friggin' awful mistake. Fisher must have felt that sting from beyond the grave. The New York Post reports that the quote came from a new documentary called Elizabeth Taylor, The Lost Tapes. Taylor also says husband Michael Wilding wasn't dominant enough. That sounds like one explicit documentary, even though she actually used the word friggin'. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 7 to 9 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Partly cloudy skies here in the overnight with mid-50s by daybreak and light winds. On Wednesday, mostly sunny skies. We'll see that breeze pick up. Some gusts over 20 miles per hour out of the southwest. Highs in the mid-80s. Storm chances Wednesday night. Right now, it's 51.
When severe weather hits and the power goes out, do you have a plan? For reliable power and peace of mind, propane can do that. It only takes about 10 seconds for a propane-powered generator to restore power to your home. So no matter what Mother Nature has in store, you know you're prepared. Learn more at WIPGA.org. This message is sponsored by your local propane provider and the Wisconsin Propane Education and Research Council.
The morning show on WFHR, it's delicious.
Peanut butter and jelly should be squidgy.
Oh, I know a lot of people, yeah.
On good squidgy white bread.
Yeah.
It's the way it's got to be.
My sister felt the same way. It's got to be, the middle especially for her, had to be just a mush.
You guys, as fascinating as this conversation is, yes. One very big thing you just missed there. Melissa just said the word squidgy on the air.
yeah, she did. Yeah, she did.
I mean, what the what?
Weekdays from 8 to 10 on WFHR. HR.
Crude and Dom.
Tune in Wednesday for the Crudy birthday edition of the Devil's Advocates radio show. That means less fat jokes, more short jokes. Dom and Crude and you tune in.
The Devil's Advocates, weekdays 4 till 6.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Broadcasting live from the Civic Media Studios in Green Bay, this is Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, your inside source on everything entertainment from Wisconsin to Hollywood. And now, a guy who loves to watch true crime, but only if it's shoplifting, Pete Schwabba.
Welcome back. Just another quick reminder, folks, to Civic Media. Scotty Summer, text to win contest. Tonight's keyword is Wisconsin. So get out your phones and text that in, and then respond to the confirmation text, and you have a chance to win even more, or more of a chance to win, I should say. Stuart J. Waddles will be here at 8:35 talking Summerfest and fibs. Right now, I'm very excited to welcome my next guest. He is an extremely talented actor and comedian, and is also a pretty darn good director, too. You might know him from his show Whose Line Is It Anyway? Or the show Mad Men, like we just heard a clip from. The extremely talented Joel Murray joins us on Nightlight. Hey, Joel.
Hey, Pete.
How you doing?
I'm good. Good to be on. I've been watching you for a while here. Very comfortable.
Oh, well, thank you. And you look very pretty nice. Comfortable there. Is that a hotel room? Are you out on tour?
This is the fabulous AC Bozeman. I'm in Bozeman, Montana.
Oh, wow.
I've already walked, I had a 5.5 mile hike at altitude already, and our tour manager brings along a raft occasionally for stuff like this. And we inflated a raft and sat out in the middle of the reservoir and lake in the mountains and drank beer and just sat around like we were in Wisconsin.
Wisconsin with mountains. Nice. Yeah. So this is really fun. I'm glad you're here, Joel. I just love almost everything you do is because I love improv. I love sketch. Whose Line Is It Anyway? What a cool thing. Is this the first tour you guys have done?
Oh, these guys have been doing this for, 25 years.
The live shows?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
I filled in for a weekend 10 years ago. Chip Esten was the guy. He got the part on Nashville. And he went to do the pilot, and he never came back. But I filled in for a weekend. I've been doing it for 10 years now.
Oh, wow.
It's a pretty good gig. We played, every city, every state, going to Hawaii for Thanksgiving. You know, we just got back from Alaska. We're doing a whole Montana, Idaho run right now. And, it's been a real blessing because I know a lot of guys that aren't working so much in L.A. right now.
Were you able to do that for through COVID, or were you able to keep that going? Or
we were shut down for about 18 months.
Okay.
I remember we were in Seattle, and I had invited Eddie Vedder to come to the show, and all of a sudden he said, "Yeah, Joel, I was going to come, but we're having a little meeting. I'm sorry, I'm going to miss you, man." And so when we got done with the show, the radio was on in the van, and it. Just a blurb saying, "Yeah, Pearl Jam has just canceled their entire European tour," and they're like, this COVID thing's real.
Yeah,
but we were right there at the epicenter in Seattle when it started in the States.
What I was trying to tell people earlier on the show, like the show "Whose Line Is It Anyway?" is great, and watching improv on TV is great, but you cannot beat the energy of a live performance. Why is that, Joel?
Well, I mean, we do a similar show. We play a lot of the games, but there's four guys. There's a piano player, our orchestra, Bob Derkach right now. Laura Hall from the show actually does it sometimes. But, we introduce the next scene. There's no hosts. We kind of take turns hosting the next game, and it's more fast-paced. There's a lot more audience participation. There's a lot more kind of singing and nonsense as well. But, it's a fun show, and we're selling tickets now. It's nuts. We're just laughing. We're going to some of these places on a Tuesday night and selling 1,600 tickets.
Wow. I love that you guys are doing it in, like, you're in Eau Claire, you're in Wausau. You're really getting into some of the smaller towns, and to see that kind of a response, I think is so cool.
Oh, yeah. And you go, we always say we're missionaries of mirth. Gosh darn it, we're bringing it around. But you go into some of these towns like Pocatello, Idaho, and they're like, "What are you guys doing here?" Like, we're doing a show to 1,300 of you, and we're going to take that money and put it in our pocket. Thanks. Bye.
Has the tour, do the live tours help the ratings of the show? I imagine they must.
The show's, you know, it's strange, and I've never been on the show. I did like a 10-hour audition years ago, and they said, okay, you're the next guy. You're in our bullpen now.
Oh, wow.
And it was Gary Anthony Hall and I, Gary Anthony Williams and I, and he has gotten to be on the show because he's a really talented singer, and Wayne went down, and he filled in for Wayne Brady one night. But they generally want the three guys, and then they never really have to go to the fourth because there's 30 guys that want that spot and a few gals. But the original question was
just
what?
If you thought it helped the ratings, and I thought you had been on the show, not all the time, but yeah.
Yeah, no, the ratings, it's on the CW on like Saturday afternoons. They've just kind of buried it in a weird spot.
Oh, wow.
But it does amazingly well in syndication and whatnot. And when you can find it, people will watch it, you know, endlessly.
Yeah.
But never been there.
Do you like getting out of LA, Joel?
I do. I like hotels. The AC has a fabulous breakfast. you know, it's very European. I like traveling. I like seeing people around the country and, you know, being, you know, relieved that, no, we're not all crazy. We all don't hate each other. That's not necessarily true. And then we play some places where you'd think it's going to be one way, and then you get down to Alabama and find out Huntsville is one of the smartest cities in the country.
Like, that's something.
Oh, I didn't see Alabama bringing it.
Yeah, I feel like the same way, like theater, movies, TV, it has the same effect as sports. It brings us together. You know, you're always going to have people that don't like the NFL for this or don't like, you know, theater or Hollywood for whatever reason. But by and large, I think it's a really uniting thing.
We do the show with Ryan Stiles and Greg Proops and Jeff Davis and a piano player. And Proops will get political now and then. It's like, okay, well, now you got to dig yourself out of that hole for half the audience. So you kind of try to stay away from it when you can.
Right. You came up through Second City, Joel. How has that training benefited you? Like, it's such a great, like, I started doing stand-up in Chicago. There is a network to a degree of comedians, a brotherhood, if you will. But, man, as I've gone through the business over the years, that Second City network is a force to be reckoned with, and all you guys seem to work.
Well, you know, you learn at the Second City, doing it 300 nights a year, whatever, in front of a 350 seat theater every night, you learn what you do that's funny. And that's the comedy college of it, is you learn what you're doing, and you get to take a lot of chances and try a lot of different things, but you know, I can do this, and you don't end up being the people you're not. And you know, I came through at a good time with, you know, I came after Jeanette Schwabe, but I came through with like Timmy Meadows and Farley, and Bob Odenkirk replaced me when I left, but I worked with him a bit, and Bonnie Hunt, Mike Myers. So I got in at a good time where, you know, it's just kind of electric sometimes, you know, and you just move on and work.
Bonnie Hunt is from my neighborhood, Portage Park. And I didn't know that, but I got to talking to her at MGM one day, and she told me where she was from. And I was like, what the heck? Like, she said she even worked at McDonald's.
Northwest Cider.
That one cracked me up. And Laura Hall is one of my favorite people. Her and Rick were our neighbors in LA. And I love them. She is so incredibly talented.
When I first started in the Second City Touring Company, which is the first gig you get there, I was in a touring company with Laura Wasserman, who is now Laura Hall. We laugh. We're sitting in the Sprinter van, and we've just gotten off a first class flight. And it's like, how about this? We're going to, you know, we're going to the Hilton. We're going to a nice hotel. We're not in a Motel 6 like we were back in 1985.
That's great that you recognize that too. My guest is Joel Murray, and his show, Who's Live Anyway, is touring all throughout Wisconsin. Well, all throughout America, but they'll be in Wisconsin in September. You've got,
Appleton on the 19th, Madison on the 20th, Wausau on the 21st, and Eau Claire on the 22nd.
And you've got two nights in Madison. Did you guys add a night? I want to say you're there the 10th and the 20th at the Orpheum.
Really?
I think so, Joel. That's what it said on the website. But so
that's what's been going on with us is, you know, you get your schedule and you've got it on one list and then you find out, well, we sold out, so we're going to drive back 750 miles to go do a second show.
I did notice that, you know? Too. I was like, oh, you're going to West Bend and then you're going to Miami, then, you know.
Yeah.
But it'll be fun. You guys seem to enjoy each other. All right, so Joel, you're from this kind of showbiz family. You've got brothers in the business, Bill and Brian, and I think you had a brother named John. When I was doing stand-up, I remember John Murray at Second City. What was
moving violations?
what was that intimidating? Did that like give you reassurance that you could kind of do this because you saw your brothers do it, or was it? How did that affect you as a performer?
Well, I mean, back in the day, I saw Joe Flaherty and Belushi with my brother Brian and Harold Ramis, and I thought there was no way I could ever do this. But, you know, and then as things went on, I was at Loyal Academy in Wilmette, and they had a company come out, and I saw, like, Mike Haggerty and George Wendt, and I'm like, I can do that, though. you just got to find the right people to you know, convince you that you can do it. And I came by, you know, along like a dozen years after Billy was there. So it wasn't like I had him, you know, wasn't like grade school where I had brothers that had just, you know, terrorized teachers and stuff like that. It had been a while, but it was a great time. I was working at a National Video. I was going Loyola Chicago. I was working at a National Video, which was only a couple blocks from the Second City. And somebody came over and said, Joyce Sloan, the matriarch of the Second City, wants you to come to the Christmas party tonight or tomorrow night or something like that. So I went over there and I hung out with Isabella Hoffman, who was gorgeous, and Megan Fay, who's Irish and wonderful, and hung out with these fabulous people and watched Joyce give out gifts to everybody and Fred Kaz play the piano and everybody get bonuses. And I walked home in the snow that night and about eight inches of snow fell while we were inside. And I was like, I found the family that I need to be back with.
Wow.
Kind of thing. And then that was the place. And it was all because Joyce all of a sudden decided, you know, I think that other Murray boy might be ready.
That was kind of my next question was, did you have a moment or a revelation where you thought, I can do this or I want to do this? And it sounds like that's exactly what you just described. That's so cool.
Well, Joyce kicked me and I started taking classes right away. And then I ran into Del Close was teaching up at the Cross Currents. Chris Barnes, who was my brother Johnny's friend in New York, said, you got to go see this, you know, Dell's teaching classes again. So we ended up being like the first group that started the Improv Olympic in Chicago Cross Currents. We were Dell's, you know, we were Dellites. We were just brainwashed. We would do anything Dell said. And we had a very good group of people then too. And, you know, we were doing improv six nights a week and we'd maybe make $15 a week.
But you weren't doing it for that anyway, right? I mean, you do it for free and you don't want them to know that, but
that's now great. They're paying me.
Yeah, that's better. Nicely. And you got a raft in Montana that you can't go wrong there. Yeah. Hey, get a plug in if you would for, speaking of your brothers, Murray Brothers Caddyshack in Chicago. I still have never been there, but it sounds like a really cool place.
Well, we've got one in St. Augustine, which we've had for like 22 years. And then we got one in Rosemont that's right by the airport. It's fun. It's good American food. My brother Andy was always a cook. And he faked his IDs when he was like 12 so he could be a short order cook. It's fun. It's got a lot of Murray movie memorabilia, which is hard to say. And it's good food. Try the Brussels sprouts. There's stuff. I wanted to throw one thing at you. My boy Hank, I've got four kids, three boys and a girl. Boy Hank is the best gift buyer in the world, but he got me this for Christmas. But this is the 1970 Accutron watch that I was talking about in that clip earlier. He found it in a pawn shop.
See, I can't do gifts like that. I'm the worst gift getter. That's really thoughtful and cool.
Yeah, no, he's really good at it. I'm kind of like, I'm thinking of a number and you're getting it. I'm a cash guy.
That's great. Joel Murray is my guest. Next, I'm going to ask him about his John Wayne Gacy story. And I hope you remember telling that to me, Joel. We'll do that next on Nightlight with Pete Schwabba on the Civic Media Radio Network. And it breaks my heart. When it did I fall? I want to cry, cry, cry alone. When you feel that blue,
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR. The Todd Albaugh Show.
Jane Matinere, who I usually say it's lovely to hear you, Jane, but right now we have to be rivals. We have this great Civic Media Scani Summer Text to Win contest. She beat us by one texter yesterday.
We don't have anything on the line for this. Here's my suggestion. The loser has to buy the other one a steak dinner at the nicest supper club in Amory.
Okay, I'm
How
on.
How about that?
I'm on.
The Todd Albaugh Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Matt Nair on air.
I've never played this game. Uno is great because kids can play against adults without being overmatched, and adults can play it together and still have fun.
Robert from McFarland flipped a table during an Uno game.
Maybe this is why I don't play these games.
Oh, I would love to play Uno with you.
You want to have an Uno fest?
Yeah, that would be awesome.
We could, like, have an Uno fest for charity or something?
That'd be cool.
Matt Nair on air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. This is locally grown radio, WFHR.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
The 707 Sherry, northwest coast of California, says the flying cockroach things in Georgia. I think those are called palmetto bugs. I remember whenever I'd work Florida, I had no idea that they were huge and they were just disgusting. Yeah, that's a good one. Roaches. Nobody said roaches yet. And Amanda says ticks. So she joins Conrad on the tick train. My guest is Joel Murray. He is here to promote and just kind of talk about his career, which is kind of fun. But the show is Who's Live Anyway? It will be in Wisconsin in September. I think there are two dates. We have to confirm that in Madison, one in Eau Claire, Wausau, and Appleton. So it's Ryan Stiles, Jeff Davis, Jeff Davis, Ryan Stiles, and Joel Murray. Greg Proops. Yeah, I remember Greg from – I didn't know Greg had a improv background, Joel. I remember him as a stand-up.
He was actually on the British version before Styles.
Yeah.
He was the first one to get picked up to go to England. But yeah, those guys have been doing this 30 plus years.
Yeah, that's a pretty good gig. So, all right. So the last time I saw you in person, Joel, was about, I don't know, 5 or 6 years ago. And we met for a Philly cheesesteak. I already forget their name. It was kind of by your place. What was that place called?
Yeah, you got me there.
Okay. Well, it was a Joel recommendation. It was dynamite. I was horrified. You told a story about John Wayne Gacy because that's about the age you were, or you were around that time in Chicago. Will you share that story?
Well, I was a football player. I was a captain of the team. I was a fullback and a cornerback. And I was also the lead in the musical, which I don't know too many people did both, but, I was hitchhiking to practice one morning, like 6:30 in the morning, early. We were double sessions, and I'm hitchhiking, and this guy picks me up in kind of a panel truck, you know, a pickup truck with tool things on the sides. And I get in. I'm going over to Loyal Academy, and so the guy's, "Oh, you're a football player." Yeah, and I said, "I'm going to practice." "Yeah, I'm a football player." And all of a sudden, in his left hand, he starts unfolding a picture, and it's a picture of two naked guys in a shower. And he all of a sudden just kind of looks at me and goes, "These guys got pretty nice figures for football players, don't you think?" And I like, "Yeah, they might be tight ends or wide receivers. I'm not sure, but yeah, no, I don't think it." Anyway, and we kind of rode along for a while, and then we got caught at a red light, and I got out and I flipped them off about 5 times. I slammed the door about 6 times, and I walked over the bridge to get to Loyola rather than continuing down lake. And about, I don't know, maybe 6-8 weeks later, he was arrested, and I saw the mugshot of John Wayne Gacy, this killer that had 42 bodies underneath his house. And like, that's the guy. And I almost threw up on the spot, and just, and you know, I worked construction. I mean, if he had offered me, you know, a good job for $30 an hour or something like that back then, I might have jumped at it. Forget football.
Right.
The electrician's assistant, you know, or something. But it's just horrible.
It's so the first time he told me that story, I was like, how many guys were in a similar situation and thought I should get out of this and didn't? But you went you crossed the line and did. I mean, yeah, you're lucky to be alive. That is so crazy.
Yeah, I'll do drywall. Sure. just a crazy time. And I hitchhiked everywhere. I used to, you know, hitchhike to school every day to and from, you know, it was about 5 miles down Lake Avenue to Loyal Academy. And I used to hitchhike on like highway on ramps back when we were doing improv. I was painting houses out in Oak Brook, you know where that is.
Yeah.
And hitchhiking all the way into the city and then hitchhiking back at like 3 a.m. And I just never really feared it. I had guys pull guns out and put them on the bench seat of a pickup truck between us. I had weird stuff happen and solicited and things like that, but I never got hurt. Never got.
Wow.
You know, I don't know.
Your hitchhiking days are over though, correct?
Why? It's just as dangerous cheap
way to get around. It probably is, but you'd still be crazy to do it. Yeah. What is life like on a Chuck Lorre show? You've done your share of those. Is it as funny? Like they're so jokey and funny. Is it the same backstage or between takes? Is everybody cracking up? That's how I picture it.
Well, I mean, there's no life like that sitcom life, you know.
Yeah.
I had a pretty good 5 years on Dharma and Greg. That was like 5 blocks from my house, which is insane in Hollywood, you know. But you know, Chuck, some people don't like Chuck, and I'm like, well, Chuck suffers no fools. So if he was mean to you, you might be a moron. So thank you for saving that time there. But you know, I worked on 2.5 Men. I worked on Big Bang. I directed Big Bang in kind of a cook-off thing where I didn't get the cook-off. So every time I get a residual check from the one episode I did, I think, well, Mark Sandrowski got 225 of these today.
Oh my gosh.
Oh, that's good.
I'm happy for him.
Yeah. You know, the sitcom life, you talk about laughing at the bank. It's really fun. And, you know, my main experience on Dharma and Greg, you know, those parents were all so happy to have that gig. And, you know, they're my age now, kind of. They were my age now. And I would love to be a dad on something again, just for that run. But I did a Connors this year. I did an extended family, and I did Billy Gardell's show. Bob Hart Abishola.
Yeah.
I play his father on that show. Nice. But coincidentally, two of them got canceled after I was there. Wait a minute. but I mean, I was built for the sitcom life. You know, that little bit of theater on Friday night in front of a live audience that you get the energy, and then, you know, the pre-shooting on Thursday, and then, you know, the 2-hour days on Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday.
Yeah.
And it's a golfing dream.
Like, are Chuck Lorre shows, do they get out of there at Friday at a decent hour, or are those shows that they're there for a while, or is it a well-oiled machine?
Oh, no, that's beyond well-oiled.
Wow.
And he's a great fixer. That is the one thing. Chuck Lorre can fix a scene that's not working, and, you know, they'll have a director and he's not there, but all of a sudden he comes on the floor and goes, well, no, you're playing that angry. No, you're amused by all this.
Huh.
Oh. And all of a sudden the scene's hysterical. with one little note like that. He's really good at what he does. He's been very good to me over the years. He always just a rando every year. Like, hey, why don't you come, you know, be this bartender in the scene and give why don't you be a gay Christmas tree salesman and give Ashton Kutcher a hard time? You know? Like, okay, well, he just made your insurance for the year, so good.
Yeah, good. Nothing wrong with that. Hey, can you hang for a few more minutes, Joel?
Yeah, I got to go meet Ryan for dinner. I was going to go. We're not even allowed to say the M word in our house when you were talking about maggots, by the way.
Okay.
And what about cicadas? Are they as frightening as people are saying?
Add that to the list. They're here. Can you give us a few more minutes after the news?
Sure.
Okay, perfect.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR, home for Matt Nair on air.
Maggie Dawn.
Next up, I'll be joined by Dr. Johnny Lupinacci for day 8 of Joe Biden's top 100. We'll be talking about school vouchers and what they mean for your family.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekday afternoons from 2 till 4.
Max Inc. on Civic Media, live in the lair with Kalen Cole.
Have you ever walked away from a karaoke performance thinking, yeah, that was a lot better than the original person?
Oh my gosh, I don't know if I should admit that or not.
I think you should. Because now we know there's a song.
Jimmy's talking on it now.
I know, You're going to get me in trouble, Jimmy.
It's live in the lair. Grab the podcast now at MaxIncRadio.com and listen live on Saturday night, 6 to midnight, across the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network. This is locally grown radio.
WFHR 1320 AM, W248 DE Wisconsin Rapids,
and always